Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima. The morning news read by Nobin Pradhan. Prime Minister Narendra Modi emphasized that the Constitution is the core pillar of unity in the country. Terming unity and diversity a unique feature of the country, the Prime Minister said that his government's policies and decisions are directed towards strengthening the unity of the country. The Prime Minister said this while he was responding to the special discussion on the glorious journey of 75 years of the Constitution of India in the Lok Sabha yesterday. The Prime Minister highlighted the steps taken by the NDA government to bring unity in the country through various schemes and initiatives. He said Article 370 was abrogated in Jammu and Kashmir and One Nation, One Tax GST has been implemented in the country. He said the One Nation, One Ration Card, Ayushman Card, One Nation, One Grid and inclusive infrastructure development have helped the people of the country. On the country's rapid economic expansion, the Prime Minister said, India is committed to becoming a developed nation and it will become the third largest economy in coming years. Lauding the glorious journey of the Indian Constitution during the last 75 years, the Prime Minister said this is a matter of pride for the country. He remembered the contribution made by its framers, saying that Indian democracy is an inspiration for the world. Mr. Modi also pointed towards the contribution of women in framing the Constitution. He said the government is working with a focus on women-led development and Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam was passed by the Parliament last year. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar called for finding a systemic solution to stubble burning and said that it should not be left to individuals. Addressing the gathering after conferring the National Energy Conservation Awards 2024 in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Dhankar urged to find a solution for the hazardous environmental situation that the national capital faces every year. Underlining the importance of responsible consumption, Mr. Dhankar said that the citizens must have an obligation that there has to be optimal utilization of resources and energy. URA Academy President Dr. Shorozile Lezitsu has urged Tenimi community to uphold cultural heritage and promote and preserve their language. He was speaking during a program organized by URA Academy in collaboration with Department of Tenidia, Nagaland University and Kohima College, Kohima yesterday to honor Thejario, the director of the award-winning film Ade, on a Sunday. He said the film is the first Tenidia language film to win an award at the MAMI Mumbai Film Festival 2024. Dr. Lezitsu highlighted the importance of the Tenidia language and emphasized that a living language must continue to evolve and develop. He described Tenidia as the most advanced Naga language, expressed the need to envision its establishment as a major Naga language. Science and Technology Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh has said that India's space economy will increase threefold in the next 10 years. Speaking at the India Economic Conclave in New Delhi yesterday, Dr. Singh said, presently India's space sector contributes 8-9% of the world space economy. The minister said Prime Minister Narendra Modi has opened the space sector for private players, which offers an ample opportunity to harness benefits. Sakraba Youth Organization yesterday celebrated Golden Jubilee Sakraba Town under Phek District. Former Speaker of Nagaland Z. Lohe said wealth and knowledge alone cannot make a person successful. He called out against pride and complacency. Lohe said only when a person understands the love of God and lives his life out from that love is he able to leave a lasting legacy and impact for the next generation. Host Vivoyi W.D. Vadio urged the people to avoid looking at things with a negative mindset. Vadio called on people to focus on bringing change in society and uphold the spirit of humility. And for some sports news, in hockey, India stormed into the final of the Women's Junior Asia Cup tournament, beating Japan 3-1 in Muscat, Oman. For India, Deepika netted two fantastic goals while Mumtaz added another with a sizzling strike. The defending champions India will now take on the winner of the second semi-final played between China and South Korea in Muscat. And that's all the news we have for you this morning. Have a nice day.